someday. And you, you can be new. And I'll drink all the time. 'Cause we're lovers. Yes, we're lovers. That is that. For nothing will keep us together. We could steal time just for one day. We can be heroes.
Welcome to DC Unseen. Today I'm very fortunate to invite Alain DePop, our new president, our new appointed president, to the show. So thank you for coming on, Alain.
I'm happy to be here, Katie.
Yeah, no,
good morning, everyone.
It's honestly a very big pleasure to have you. You are the president of DC, Durham College. You've started your term here in
March 1st.
March 1st, okay.
Almost 3 weeks ago. This Friday will be 3 weeks into my role as president, but I've been at the college since July 1st of 2015.
Yeah, I was reading about that. So what did you do then?
So prior to being president, I was the vice president academic here at Durham College. So as vice president academic, you oversee the academic faculties, as well as the Center for Teaching and Learning, our Office of Research Service, Innovation and Entrepreneurship.
That's awesome.
Professional part-time learning.
That's awesome. That's great. So I know you, you grew up. Where did you grow up, actually?
I grew up in North York, so just north of Toronto. I was born at Toronto Western Hospital, so right downtown Toronto, and then grew up and lived until I started going to university in North York.
Okay, awesome. Do you go to the university for?
What did I go to university for? I went to university for biology. So my undergraduate degree was in biology, yes.
Awesome. That's really cool. So. You went to Western?
York University.
York University, biomed student, graduated from there, and then where did you then go to?
So I started off at York University studying biology, and what really fascinated me and made me want to stay in school for a longer period of time was just trying to figure out how the human body worked. So I've always been a curious person, and I've also always been active. And exercising has always been a large part of my life. And so I was always curious, why when you train, if you run every day, why does running get easier? What's happening inside your body that makes it you able to run further, run faster? And so I did my undergrad in biology, but with a concentration in human physiology.
Oh, okay, cool.
So learning how the human body works internally. And then I realized I was still curious once I finished my undergrad degree. So I stayed on and did graduate school, ended up with my PhD. In biology, again, with a focus on human physiology, exercise physiology in particular, and studying how your body makes cellular energy. So, you know, what gives you the energy to pick up your water bottle? Like, what energy is being used when you do that?
That's so interesting.
Why do you get better at, why do you get stronger? Why do you get fitter the more you exercise?
That's awesome. Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that, eh? Like, looking at you or, like, seeing you as president, I wouldn't have guessed that you would have a biology, like, whole background. That's awesome.
So when I finished schooling, I did have my own business for a couple of years where I worked with individuals, helping them realize their own fitness goals.
Okay, awesome.
Helping them set goals, work towards achieving those goals.
Yeah.
Always with that passion.
Yeah,
you want to help people, help people change their behaviors to be more well. And then I realized that I loved teaching people. Yeah. Most jobs I've had, I've involved teaching people.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And so I started teaching anatomy and physiology at another college, and I've been in post-secondary ever since.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow, that's great. That's so fascinating to find out that you're that you have a whole background in like biology. That's actually like so inspiring. That's awesome. Yeah. And you say too, the whole idea of, you know, like putting on your knowledge, right? Like sharing it with other people, like in teaching, like that's very, very inspiring, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Cool, yeah. I've always enjoyed teaching. Like even when I think of some of the part-time jobs I've had,
they all require some sort of.
Yep. I used to teach horseback riding.
Oh, no way. That's awesome. Yeah.
I was a camp counselor. Yeah, always enjoyed helping people learn. Yeah. And when you see the spark in someone's eyes, when they all of a sudden realize, oh, that's how it works. Yeah. I understand now.
I get like that sense of accomplishment.
Yeah.
Of, like, just like appreciating the work that someone puts into something and watching the outcome of what that ever is.
100% That, and I think, I always assume everyone has that same curiosity and that same love of learning.
Yeah.
And why don't you want to know more?
Exactly,
why don't you want to know more about the human body? Why don't you want to know whatever topic it is?
No, exactly. Yeah. And if you have that passion for something, you're able to put it on to someone else. You know, like if you have a passion for something, you're able to share that passion with someone else who is also very passionate about that same thing or something similar that you're able to connect with on another level.
Very true.
No, because I see that too. That's awesome. That's really good. Well, it's great to find out that. Coming up after the break, I'll be asking Elaine about how she was able to get where she is today and a little bit about some back knowledge on your life, like what were your interests and, you know, that stuff. So here is Purple Rain by Prince, and coming to you live from Media Hub on riotradio.ca. Welcome back to DC Unseen. I am Katie Gerard, Elaine Pop, president of Durham College, and I'm going to now talk to you about a little bit about past stuff before Durham College. So you went to, what high school did you go to?
I went to Earl Haig High School, which is in North York at Young and Shepherd.
Okay, awesome. So what were your interests in high school? Like where would I find you if I were to go to your high school?
Great question. Yeah. So I always loved school. Yeah. I was one of those people who never had a hard time getting out of bed in the morning to go to
school. You're driven, yeah.
Love studying. I love learning. So, and I love the sciences, but outside of that, at high school, I played field hockey.
Okay, awesome.
And I also ran track.
Okay, cool.
Middle distance in track. Awesome. So middle distance and some sprints as well. And I loved relays. I loved being on the relay teams.
Yeah, wow, that's awesome. And you said you were so much like an advocate for physical health and stuff. So that makes sense why you would be a sports person playing field hockey and track. That's awesome. Yeah. You found science courses?
Yeah, so I took all the sciences in high school, the physics, the chemistry, the biology, the three different maths.
Not where I would be found in high school. No, that's good. Yeah.
And physical education as well was another one of the subjects I took in going through high school. Mm-hmm. Again, just because I loved exercising.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
And then, as you start to learn more in the sciences, what I found I was asking the most questions about was about the human body and how it worked.
What makes certain things do things and whatnot.
Why do you have to breathe? Have you ever wondered that?
Or like eating, or
why am I breathing in oxygen and releasing carbon dioxide? What's going on there?
So strange. But before the break, I asked you about a little bit about your life as a teenager. So did you went to post-secondary at York.
Yeah, after finishing high school. I actually took a year off. So when I finished, there was something called grade 13.
Yes, I think my mom did that. Yeah. Grade 13. Yeah.
I think I was the last grade 13 class before they switched to the OAC credits.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting.
And so I took a year off and I worked in the fitness industry for a year, again, because I had that interest in figuring out how things work and wanting to help people improve their own physical fitness. So I took the year off, and then I started my studies at York University.
That's awesome, yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about past jobs that you may have had?
Sure.
Like, not like you're like working at McDonald's jobs, but like, or like as a teenager, but like anything that you did before. Your role as an academic advisor?
Sure. So when I finished graduate school, when I finished my PhD, the first thing I did do was start my own business, and I did that for several years.
Entrepreneur?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's awesome. Yeah.
And then I was actually offered to write the curriculum for a diploma program that the other college, Humber College, that I used to work at, was wanting to offer. And so it was a curriculum for a fitness and health promotion program. Oh, we offer that program here at Durham College as well.
Shout out.
Great program. I said, sure, I'd love to write the curriculum for that program. And so I did that. And when the program was approved by our ministry, I was offered a faculty position, a contract faculty position. I said, oh my goodness, of course. Of course, why wouldn't I want to teach people who are going to graduate and then go on and teach other people?
Exactly,
it's like you don't have to just teach one person. You can teach a whole classroom of people who are going to teach people how to be healthier, lead healthier lives.
And then you see what they do with that as well.
Exactly, And so I taught in that program as a faculty member, got a full-time faculty member job, became a program coordinator, and that was my favorite job ever.
Oh, really? Interesting.
I loved being a program coordinator because you're working directly with the students, but you're also the champion of your program able to, influence changes in the curriculum that are required to keep the program relevant, and you're connecting with industry.
It's always changing too, so you always see like the different changes. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, and being able to connect with industry to get your students jobs and sponsorships and From being a program coordinator, I then became an associate dean, associate vice president academic, vice president academic, and now president.
So you're kind of like working your way up. Start from the bottom, now you're here.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's awesome. So your college leadership is something that you've always been interested in, or?
I've always loved teaching.
Yes.
I remember as a kid pretending I was a teacher.
Yeah, like most kids do, I guess. But that's awesome. Yeah. I did always enjoy that.
And so I didn't necessarily think I would be a teacher per se, but I knew I wanted to do something in education.
In that field, yeah.
You're able to see the transformation, the powerful transformation that education has both on you personally, as well as on the students around you, and how students that are maybe thinking of wanting to drop out, but you're able to convince them to stay in school, earn that diploma,
see them succeed too. You get that sort of like that accomplishment,
but and it
like,
changes their lives, right?
Going to
school, completing a credential changes your lives. It opens doors for you that you wouldn't be able to go through without having those academic credentials.
Exactly.
And so I really love the power that education can play in improving the quality of lives.
Yeah. And especially, even if you're not at the time, or like, oh, this is not what something that I want to spend my time on, I feel like you'll be more likely to be like, oh, thank gosh I finished that. Or thank God, just having that sort of success.
Long term.
Yes, exactly. You've heard it from Elaine Pop. No, I'm just kidding. No, that's awesome. Yeah, that's great. Coming up after the break, I'll be asking Elaine about her new role here at Durham College. So here is Imagine by the one and only John Lennon, and playing to you live from Riot Radio on Media Hub, at Media Hub on riotradio.ca.
Oh yeah, I just forgot that there was...
Imagine all the people.
Welcome back to DC Unseen. I'm here with Elaine Pop. And president of Durham College. And we're here to get a little bit, to know a little bit more about you and where you came from and how you're here and why you're here, in Oshawa. No, I'm just kidding. But so Durham College has been open since 1967. Pretty long time, I think. Is that like a special number for the Beatles or something, 1967? Is it?
1967 is Canada's centennial year.
Oh, interesting.
Right?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. It was centennial year being, it was 100 years since Canada was first confederated. So, yeah, it's a significant year. It's also the year I was born in.
Oh, hey. Yeah. Shut up.
That's awesome. Yeah, so, it's a long time ago.
No, that's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. I am very inspired to have such a strong woman in this big role at Durham College. It's very inspiring. And I know many others as well find it inspiring. So yeah, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Yeah. And I was inspired by other strong women growing up and throughout my leadership development. So, you know, it was other strong women who suggested, you know, I take workshops, I take professional development opportunities, and then encouraged me to pursue a higher level, a different role. So it's by having that network and that support, and role models as well are really important, I think.
And speaking of role models, who are some of your role models that you found yourself looking towards at that time, I guess?
Could you mention? Yeah, no, that's a good question. So when I started my undergraduate degree, in first year, I had all male professors and didn't think anything of it. Yeah. And then in second year, I took an ecology course, something that I hadn't studied yet. And it was in that course I met my first female professor, Dr. Marla Sokolowski.
Shout out.
And so she was my first female prof, and she always dressed kind of cool, and the area that she studied was pretty neat. She studied fruit flies, or Drosophila.
Oh, interesting.
And she studied behavior.
Like small microorganisms, or what?
Like a fruit fly, you know, when you leave the bananas out too long, and the fruit flies get after a glass of wine. Maybe you don't know about wine yet. She studied behavior in fruit flies, and she was actually the first scientist to link a behavioral trait to an actual gene in your DNA. And if you had the one allele of that gene, you searched for food in a very regular manner. And if you had the other allele, you searched for food very randomly. So it was the first behavior that was linked back to genetics. So she was one of my most prominent role models, I would say, because I thought, if she can do this, she did her PhD, she stayed in school, I can maybe do it as well.
That's awesome. Yeah, I feel like it's very important to have those people. And I'm sure that you're now, being in the position that you are, I'm sure that you are also inspiring the younger you that you had did, you know, that you were once.
Yeah, the younger me would never have seen this,
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Yeah. That's really good. That's awesome. Dawn Lovisa was president for 15 years, a long running, at Durham College since 2008. And did you get anything inspirational or something that passed down from him that you now follow?
Sure. I think that you leadership is a constant process, right? It's not like you learn how to be a leader and you're done.
Yeah.
You're always evolving as a leader. You're always learning as a leader. Yeah. And you use those around you to learn from. So absolutely. I worked with Dawn. So Dawn was president for 15 years, as you mentioned. And for 8.5 of those years, I was his vice president academic. And so I worked very closely with him.
Probably learning a lot from him as well.
You're continuing to refine your skills as a leader. And I think a leader is, you know, being a good leader is about trying to be the best person that you can be. And
For sure.
Yep. Dawn had a walkabout type philosophy, and get out, walk the halls. And so that's something that I'm trying to do a lot of as I start
be
into
in the
role.
Community, like, or not in the community,
in the community, and on campus as well. So people feel that you're approachable. So if you see me in the hall, stop, say hi, introduce yourself, tell me your story.
What's your coffee order? No, I'm just kidding. You have like all these people start bringing your coffee. Imagine. No, that'd be funny. No, that's good though. So yeah, we're now in our second semester of school, which is crazy because it feels like we just started. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm in my first year right now, and it's already, we're almost done second semester, which is unbelievable.
It goes fast. Yeah. Life goes fast.
Legit. You heard it here from it does go fast. But yeah, so are there any events or any upcoming events that are happening at Durham College that our listeners would want to hear about, maybe?
Well, this Saturday, it's open house, right? Yeah. So both here at our Oshawa campus and as Whitby? Well as at the Whitby campus. So if you are in school, but you're thinking maybe there's another program you might be interested in, or you have a younger sibling that might be interested, or a friend even, let them know that we have open house. It's a great opportunity to come in and see our campus and our facilities and meet with our faculty and our deans and our associate deans. It's the best way to make a decision on is a program right for me.
Yeah. You get to go and you also, I'm sure, I know my program at least has like a booth, or not a booth, but like their classrooms open. Yeah. So like the teacher's gonna be in there with like other volunteers helping out to get people interested in the program. So I'm sure most programs will have that sort of
Exactly.
like people who are in the course now taking it.
Right, and so you can talk to the faculty, but you can also talk to peers, right? Exactly. You can talk to current students. Yeah. Sometimes faculty members also invite back alumni or graduates from the program who are now out in industry and working.
In the program that they took for that job that they have now, so which is inspiring for the students, I guess, going.
100%. So you can figure out what my life might look like.
Exactly. They can tell you a little bit about it.
Yeah. So I would say open house is probably one of the big events that you want to make sure is on your radar.
No, for sure. Yeah, for sure. So yeah, coming up after the break, I'll be asking Elaine about some of her interests and her song choices for this episode. Because like always, I always ask my guests to choose the songs for the episode because it's just their episode and they get to choose some of their favorite songs. So yeah. And here is Don't Stop Believing by Journey, playing to you live on Riot Radio, .ca. That's great.
Fun.
Small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going. A singer in a smoky room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night, it goes on and on. Thank you.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm here with, again, Elaine Pop, the president of Durham College. Excited to have you here today.
I'm happy to be here.
Yes, thank you. So Elaine chose the songs for this week's episode, like every single guest I have on the show does. So do you mind going into a little bit about each, not each, but like a brief summary of why you chose?
Sure. So my two favorite musical artists are definitely David Bowie. So that was the first song, Heroes, and Prince. That was our second song, Purple Rain. And so I wanted people to know that those are my two favorite artists. And I kind of chose their most iconic songs that most people would tend to know because they have shown up in commercials and movies and whatnot over the time. I think both of those artists are exceptionally talented, both their voices, their songwriting abilities, the lyrics that they write to go with their musicality are inspiring. David Bowie's Heroes, it speaks to me because it's about perseverance, right? Everyone can be a hero just for one day.
Period. Yeah, that was so good.
You know, stick with it. Yes. Stay in school. Yes. It gets hard sometimes. That's
push
okay.
Through. Yeah.
Lean
push
into
through.
The hard. Yeah. You know, and everything's always going to be hard, right? It doesn't necessarily get easier, but stick with it. It will pay off. You'll see that perseverance does pay off.
Yes. Yeah.
So that song, why I chose that. Probably that the Journey song and the song that you hear as we leave this episode are kind of more songs that are just fun. When you put them on, you want to start singing.
It just puts you in a good mood.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And so they're more feel-good songs. But Don't Stop Believing, it's also about perseverance as well.
Don't stop believing. It says it in the title. Don't stop believing.
Stick with it. Pursue. But my husband and I often say to each other, you know, consistency and persistency are two really important things. You got to be consistent and you've got to be persistent.
And they work together too. Yeah,
they do.
You can't be one.
You need both. You need both. So stick with it.
That's awesome. Yeah. Have you actually been to any concerts, or are you a concert goer? Or like, I see you at the Biltmore one time. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't go to as many big concerts anymore, but I certainly did take the opportunity to go see David Bowie.
Oh
yeah,
you're kidding. That is so iconic.
Prince concert, and if you were to ask me what concert would I love to, he's passed away obviously now. But if we could if I could go back in time, I would have loved to have been able to go to a Prince concert. I also, you know, like smaller venues as well. So again, not recently, but like 5440 and Tragically Hip would be two bands that I used to love to try to see when they were Canadian bands.
You got to see them?
Yes.
Oh, no way. That is so awesome.
But I love going to live music in small venues. So perhaps at a craft brewery.
Biltmore. Have you ever been to Biltmore?
I have never been to Biltmore.
It's great.
But
yeah.
I will take your recommendation.
You should definitely check out. But there was a couple artists who were at the Biltmore recently. Do you know Joel Plaskett?
I don't know Joel.
No, okay. That's okay.
There is the Oshawa Music Week, which the students in MAD, right?
They
put that on. Yeah. So I always get out to some of those music offerings each year. So I look forward. That's coming up soon. That's in April.
Dang. Wow, time.
I look forward to getting out to that for sure.
That's awesome. Yeah, well then definitely check out some events out there.
Will do.
Awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. So I imagine that your job being the president for a large college like Durham College is very demanding, maybe? Is it?
It's so...
Not like that you're like under the gun, but...
It's a very busy job. For sure, with a lot of responsibility, no doubt.
But so far, you are pursuing that very well. And it shows as well. Like,
Thank you.
Yeah. No, for sure. So what did you ensure to your life that there would be like a balance between, you know, school and like your home life, not home life, but like your personal life, you know, like how would you make sure that there?
So work-life balance.
Yeah, work-life balance. Yeah, the work-life balance.
Yeah, that could be difficult some days,
for sure.
But I do subscribe to the mantra, you always have time for the things you put first.
Yes,
And so prioritize what's important to you. So you know, your family.
Your dog, maybe?
My cat. My cat's name is Prince.
Oh.
On purpose. Yeah.
Named after the lo and behold, Prince.
And I actually, when we first got him as a kitten, he was a rescue. I started calling him Bowie.
Oh, interesting.
But he didn't feel like a Bowie. He felt more like a prince. And so Prince stuck. But yes, you always have time for the things you put first. And things that I like to do outside of work. I'm a very avid cyclist. If you want to get me talking about something and not hear me shut up,
cycling.
Talk about cycling. I love cycling. I love exercising in general and cycling in particular.
The good thing about cycling is that when you're cycling, you're out in nature, right? You're exploring. You're like looking. You know, it's not just like the active part of it, right?
Right. Yeah. You're absorbing the environment and the trees and the beauty around you.
That's awesome. That's really sick. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I have one final question about you.
Okay.
And that is, what is one thing our viewers, well, two more questions actually. What is one thing that our viewers would find interesting or surprising about you? Like, what would someone be like, I guess cycling, you say?
Cycling, for sure.
Is it horseback riding, you mentioned?
Yeah, I used to horseback ride. I don't horseback ride anymore. I broke my back. Oh, maybe that's something. I broke my back when I was 19.
Oh, sorry.
So I don't horseback ride anymore. I love dessert. I used to have a sign in my kitchen. I don't any longer, but it said, "Life is short, eat dessert first."
Period. Yeah, that's such a good saying.
Just reminding people that do the hard things. Stick with it, persevere, and it does pay off.
That's awesome. That's really inspiring. Very good. So yeah, this is my final question now. Do you have any advice or words of wisdom for our viewers? Like anything that you stood out?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I already did share the mantra that don't put off the things. You always have time for the things you put first. But probably another piece of advice that really stuck with me is, if you really want to know what somebody thinks, don't be the first to speak, right?
Yeah.
Let other people, if you ask a question and you really want to know the answer, let everyone else answer first.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you are in a position of power, if you speak first, people think, okay, well, that's what they think. I guess that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So don't be the first to speak.
Yeah.
You have two ears for a reason, one mouth, right?
Yep.
So use your two ears.
That's very inspiring. Yeah. It's very that makes sense to why, you know, like just to listen.
Yeah, because then you'll know what's on people's minds.
Exactly. So, Elaine, I cannot thank you enough for being on the show today.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
You've done a wonderful job, and yes, here at your role at DC as president, so far, and I'm sure many years to come, or however long that may be. But, so thank you for making it out of your schedule, your busy schedule, to come on the show, because that was really, really great. So thank you.
Absolutely. Really happy to be here. I wish you the best of luck with your program. You've got this year to finish up, and then next year.
Yeah, just 2 years. Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
Make the most of it. Enjoy your time here at Durham, and then keep us posted.
Yeah.
The one thing I love is hearing from students on what they've gotten up to as their next step. So keep us posted on what you do.
No, that's great. Thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing all of the upcoming things that you'll be partaking in, like the open house this Saturday. So please remember that I am looking to share your unseen story of students, staff, and faculty members of Durham College. And if you have any unseen stories yourself and would like to share, please email me at kathleen.gerard@dcmail.ca. And that is all for this week on DC Unseen. And here's President Elaine Popp. Final song choice, Leather Jackets by Raquels, playing us out live from the Media Hub on rightradio.ca. And remember to always look on the bright side of life.
Okay. Done.
Hey! like a pair of handcuffs. No one seemed affected, that everyone is fucked. But there was a softness, some kind of understanding. Those 2 a.m. decisions, always shaking landings. And no one ever knew what could be demanded. Maybe it's the card that she was handed. You call me up from a payphone. I said hang tight, I can drive you home. I put on up and with a southern accent, I offered you my dad's leather jacket. Yeah. I met her at a party, she come straight from work. Complained that the regulars were all a bunch of jerks. She always looked tired, she dazzled as a drunk. She even pulled off the stupid haircut. She said, I don't need a sponsor or the best lover. It's a man that sees me as some fixer-upper. The last few years, but I've been running for cover.